Welcome to Reflections Take a Minute, a season 6, episode 13. For this episode, we're going to continue taking life lessons from Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even though the people of his community used to worship idols, like I said in the last episode, it never appeals to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he used his intellect to question things so much so that it was enough to lead him to the worship of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most important lessons of the stories of Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail alayhi salam is the lesson of submission. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. When Prophet Ibrahim had a dream and got the message that he should sacrifice his son to Almighty Allah, he explained it to his son and they both immediately submitted to the will of Almighty Allah without questioning it. But then I stop and think whenever I come across the story. This is a man that didn't have a child for so long, and I spoke about how he had prayed to Almighty Allah for a child in the last episode and Almighty Allah granted him. Now that he has been granted this child, Almighty Allah now says, I need you to also sacrifice this child that I gave you to me. A lot of people would have said, no. If I went out of my way to ask for this child, what makes you think I want to let go of this child? But he recognized that being a Muslim means that you submit to Almighty Allah for the things you understand and the things you don't understand. As Muslims, we are a people that Almighty Allah and His Prophet commands us to do something and we go ahead and do it, no questions asked. As Muslims and as human beings, we don't really have prophetic qualities, so there are definitely some aspects of the deen that we might struggle with, either in understanding, either in following, either in practicing. But remember that if Almighty Allah has instructed us and has made it a part of our deen, then it is something that is definitely best for us, whether we understand the rationale behind that particular thing or not. So as Muslims, we must completely accept all aspects of our religion and try as much as possible not to be the kind of people who cherry pick only the parts that we like or only the parts that we are pleased with. May Almighty Allah continue to guide us and make submitting to Him very easy for us. Ameen. Our dua prompt today is going to be a prayer that is all-encompassing. It is from Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, ayah 201. And it reads, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabannar. And it translates into, Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. Ameen. Thank you so much for listening and have yourself a fantastic iftar.